Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The United States Mint next year will begin a four-year series of 20 U.S. quarters, each honoring a prominent American woman. The five to appear on next year's quarters have been identified. The first two will honor poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou and trailblazing astronaut Sally Ride. The next three will depict Wilma Mankiller, the first female principal chief of the Cherokee Nation, Adelina Otero Warren, a New Mexico suffrage movement leader, and Anna Mae Wong, the first Chinese-American film star. I agree it would be impossible for any proposed list of 20 prominent American women to have anywhere near unanimous agreement. While each of these five deserve consideration to appear on these coins, I do have questions. All five of these women selected died within the past 70 years. Why not honor prominent women of prior ages who made it possible for these modern women to extend their accomplishments? Instead of a modern astronaut, how about honoring Maria Mitchell, the first human to identify a new comet using a telescope, who was the first woman elected a fellow of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences and to the American Association for the Advancement of Science, who started a school at the age of 17 that admitted non-white children since the local public school was segregated, and for whom part of the moon's landscape is named. Instead of a woman suffragist who worked in only one state, why not honor Jeanette Rankin? She not only helped women get the vote in three states, Montana, New York, and North Dakota, she was the first woman elected to federal office, and as a member of Congress, introduced legislation that eventually became the 19th Amendment of the Constitution, giving women in every state the right to vote. I'm sure you will agree with me that there are a tremendous number of American women whose achievements were considerable. Only 20 coins cannot do justice to them. But I would hope that the last 15 selected for this coin program will include prominent women from all of American history, not only those from more recent decades. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.